interactive morning this morning. I also noticed there's quite a few teachers here, so lead by example, because you're good at doing things for us. But apart from being 18th of March, Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday, anybody else know what this church, what day this church calendar is called, this particular Sunday? No? Sorry? Yes, that's one of them. Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, it's often sometimes called Mid-Lent Sunday. In parts of Surrey, because it's like chuckle this, it's Pudding Pie Sunday. And it's also called Simnel Sunday as well for some people, because you make your Simnel cakes for Easter, so it's Simnel Sunday. But if John can put on the screen now. Now, we've all got things which we ought to say thank you to our mothers for. And I've got a chart here that I think I rather like it being called mothering, because it's far more than just being a mother, isn't it? And with your mothers, if they're still around, what I want you to do, we're going to go through this list and we're going to try and think of things against each letter. And I want you today, if you're able to, if your mum's still around, to actually go and thank her for some of these things. And at the end of the service, you can have a piece of paper to take away and you can make your own list of things to go and physically say thank you to your mum for. Now, if your mum isn't here, or she's died or whatever else, still have a list, but thank God for what those good things that your mum did for you. Are you with me? Because, you know, sometimes we're not very good at saying thank you. And sometimes, I'm sure, ladies, that you probably didn't realise how much your mum did for you until you were a mum yourself. Do you know what I mean? You probably didn't realise how hard it was and how difficult you were at times. But you understand that now. I'm sure many of you do. But what about M? Any M's at all? Is this are we here a long time otherwise? anybody got any M's? M's. Anyway. Oh, come on. The wrong one. You got the wrong one. I sent you two. No, didn't I send you one with it? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
All the answers.
Yeah, all right, never mind. Just go. You can see it. Yeah, it's a bit further over. Against the M, what have we got for M then? You've seen some of the clues anyway. It's only my ideas, so there's plenty of other M's you can have. Well, anybody come? I had maternity, because obviously being a mum, you go through the whole process of being physically a mum. And what else we got?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. I thought we'd get marshmallows or muffins somewhere. But, you know, so, yes, we said morality. But I really struggle with the letter O. Anybody got any good O's? Anybody got any good O's?
Tortoise obedience.
Well, tortoise obedience, that's a good one.
Oranges.
Well, what about O? Well, I couldn't
organization.
Really... Organisation. Organisation, that's very good. Well, Well, I cheated, really. I had love with a big O. Because love is in the centre of everything. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And the nice thing about love is, the word O, the O is never ending. So is love. It never ends. Are you with me? Love just goes round and round. And from mother's point of view, I think a lovely quote is really from Mother Teresa, who said that it's not what you do that matters, it's how much love that you put in. Mm. Now, what about tea? Anybody with any teas? Sorry? Time off.
Telling off.
That's a good one. Time is a very good one.
Training.
Excellent. Tenderness. See, we go on, you see. Anybody, any more teas? Truth, yes. Tea time, that's a very good one, yes. I mean, obviously we had treasure, didn't we? And you know, in the early past, in the early gospel story, what is Mary doing? She treasures things in her heart, doesn't she? Now, when Jesus is at the temple, he said, Mary treasured these things, he treasured these words. And what about H? Anybody of H?
Honesty.
Honesty is a very good one.
My father's name is Harriet.
Harriet, very good, yes.
Hugs.
Sorry?
Hugs.
Heart.
Hugs.
Hugs, very good. Very good. I like that one, it's excellent. Anybody else? Come on, Tim, you're hiding your face there. What? Happiness.
Happiness.
Anybody else? About you, Sue?
Hard.
Sorry?
Hard hands.
Hard hands.
Harsh.
Harsh. Oh, don't know about that one.
Humble.
Humble. Well, yes, humility. It's very homely.
Helping.
Whatever you like. There's lots of them, aren't there, really? And Eve, how about E? Everything. Well, that's a very good one.
Excellence.
Wow.
Everlasting.
Ever. Oh, anybody else?
Encouragement.
Very good. Very good. Now, remember, you thank your mum for all these things later on, you see.
Enthusiastic.
I also had example. You can cover a lot in that, can't you? And education, empathy, you know, all sorts of things. How about R?
Right from wrong, as in teaching.
Right from wrong, as in teaching. Yes, that's I must. Very good. Role model, excellent. Respect. How about anybody else? So, repetition. I don't know what that is for.
Responsibility.
Yes, lots of good things here, aren't we?
Riches.
Oh, yes. I had right from wrong. I had rebuking, rearing. I had remembering. You know, it was very. But you can make your own list. Are you with responsibilities? Yes. How about I? How about an I? Yes.
We had independence.
Ingenious.
Insistent.
Anybody else? What about you two ladies here? Any Phyllis?
Instruction,
very good.
Indestructibility.
Absolutely essential. Absolutely essential.
Invite,
yes. Interesting, yes. How about intercession? Very good, isn't it? It's one of the greatest things we can do, isn't it? Is to pray with and for our children. I mean, when our daughter Emma stayed with her grandmother, my mother used to pray with her every night, and she just loved that prayer. And now Emma prays that prayer with her children every night. You know, it's just. It's wonderful, isn't it, how you can pass things down. How about N? Sorry? Nagging.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nurturing, yes. How about the back here? Come on, Simon.
Nothing.
You're in trouble. Oh, you're definitely going to lose out here somewhere. How about over here? Anybody...
Nurture.
No.
Well, this nursing. How about nutrition? Oh, you like your food, don't we? Don't we? And what about G? What about G? Yes.
Graceful.
Grace.
Guidance.
Excellent. Yes. There'll be some trouble later on. Gentleness, you know, there's godliness.
Gracious.
Gracious, yes, there's all sorts of things. Sorry?
Giving,
absolutely. Now, John Calvin said, if God is our father, the church is our mother. I want to put in context that the spiritual business about this mothering business, about how our relationship is with God and also with our church family members here, because you know, you might be just a brother or sister to somebody who's in actual need. I just need to think this bit through a bit. What about looking at M for maternity? Go to the second slide now, John. obviously mums have a very special bond with their children from just a bit of that hormonal thing of actually bringing the children into the world and rearing them. But in Psalm 139, for you created my inmost being, you knit me together my mother's womb. And as we know, we're created in God's image, aren't we? But it's the actions of the Holy Spirit that actually brings somebody through to being a child of Christ. And us as humans and church members, at the very best, we're just the attending midwives. But it's the Holy Spirit that's working there, isn't it? And if we go on to the one for O, for love. Well, you know that one, don't you? You know, it's John 13, isn't it? You know, John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. T. Well, in the sharing slot, Helen brought it home, really, didn't she? You know, God doesn't sleep, does he? He's not turned off. He's just not a 9-to-5. So whether it be in the middle of the night and you're feeling lonely and desperate and hurting and pain, God is there for you. You know, it's the greatest gift as a parent you can give to your children, I feel, is time, isn't it? Is that being able to, for your children to be able to come to you at any time and listen. You have time for them. And that's what God has for us, isn't it? God will come and he's there for us whatever time that we want. And for hearts, well, I just think we just need to look at the parables. The parables of the prodigal son, you know, the parable of the lost sheep. And God is really explaining, you know, how he really cares for each one of us, because we all have times when we drift away a bit. We're not quite where we ought to be. Our relationship is not quite there. But God still cares for us. We're still precious. And he wants each one of us, whatever our situation, to come back and have that great relationship. And he holds nothing back on that. There's no condemnation. E, for example, well, just look at the Sermon on the Mount. And also look at how Jesus led his life. There's so much teaching there and so much as to how he did things. So, you know, we all learn from our parents. I mean, you see, you know, if a mum who loves horse riding, what's the daughter going to do? Horse riding. You know, if the father likes playing cricket, how often is the father playing cricket? If the father likes supporting Manchester United or West Ham or whatever else, what are the sons going to do? They do the same, don't they? Children learn a lot from our example and how we live and how we relate to God. They learn from that as well. They absorb it. They're like sponges. And we need to be a good sponge and good source for them. Yes, intercession. Well, we've got, you know, Jesus taught us how to pray, didn't he? We had the Lord's Prayer and all the features in it. And, you know, he's interceding for us with God the Father. He cares for us. He understands us. Now, nutrition, it says, is a source to a man's heart. I read something this week that there's a survey which said that men don't always admit to this, but they actually prefer their mums cooking to their wives cooking. So they probably would never tell their wives that, but still, they've got a great sense for them for the food. And, you know, we need food and nutrition. And, you know, there's so many things that the Bible tells us, isn't it? You know, there's And that Jesus, when he was being tempted, said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And Peter wrote, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so you may grow up in your salvation. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. And we had guidance. Well, we've got, most of us will know the 23rd Psalm, won't we? You know, he makes me lie down in quiet waters. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. I think G for grace. I mean, how often do we need to be graceful, to have grace for our children? They mess up, they annoy us, and we just forgive them, don't they? But what's God do to us? How often do we mess up? You know, he forgives us even more than we ever forgive our children. So grace is important. Now, I've actually got at the back produced for you a two-sided piece of paper, which has got some blank sheet, blank bits on. It's also got my bits as well, but don't ignore those. And my challenge for you is to take them home, write down on them the things that you want to say thank you to your mums for. You can, if you've got children, dads, give them to your children today and say to them, write down here all the things that you want to say thank you to your mum for. Just write them down. And perhaps you do it as well. Phone your mum up if she's around. Just say thank you. If she's not around, thank God for it. But on the second side, you know, perhaps think about thanking what you need to thank God for. You know, for how you've come to be where you are. Perhaps write down those Bible verses which speak particularly for you about those different aspects. So that's my real challenge for you, because mothering is so much more than just being a... What is a mother? It's so much. You know, it doesn't really describe it. So saying Mother's Day doesn't... I like the word mothering, because it explains all the attributes of being what a mother is. And that's to be honoured and savoured and thank God for it. And I'd like to just finish with a short prayer. And I've just picked some of the words from the second reading. I pray that you clothe each one of us with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That we will forgive as you have forgiven us. May our hearts be filled with love. And whatever we do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.